U.S. occupation authorities in Iraq and members of the Governing Council are involved in discussions about the planned deployment of Turkish troops in the country. Turkey has agreed in principle to send as many as 10,000 troops to help with peacekeeping in Iraq, but many Iraqis question Turkey's intentions, and there's particularly strong opposition to the deployment in the northern Kurdish area of Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Drive into the Iraqi Kurdish town of Sulaymaniyah, and the checkpoint guards are all Kurds. Even before the war, Kurds took care of their own security. Their fighters, known as the Peshmerga, fought alongside American Special Forces units. They were crucial to the quick defeat of Saddam's army in the north. So when the U.S. president welcomed the Turkish decision to finally send peacekeepers, many Kurds wonder, are they still America's best friend?
Why the United States ignored the Kurdish resettlement toward the Turks?
Journalist Hayman Hermani.
If the Turks, they come under the peacekeepers, they will remain here for tens of years. They are coming here to destroy our peace and our life.
The Iraqi Kurds control the sector in northern Iraq that Turkish troops say they will have to cross. On Monday, a Turkish military commander said his troops would respond if supply convoys are attacked. While the Kurds have not threatened, it is a sign of the tensions the Turks say the Americans have to sort out.
We have to keep in mind that the Turks have been a United States ally for many, many years.
Lieutenant Colonel Harry Shute is a civil affairs officer based in Iraq's Kurdish enclave.
I know what the local sentiment is, but in the bigger picture, we have to keep in mind that anybody who wants to come into Iraq for truly genuine purposes of maintaining peace and security, I think we would have to welcome them wherever they would come from.
Shute holds a weekly question and answer session with Iraqi Kurds, and while they want to know about the economy and about jobs, the most heated questions are about the Turkish troops. This round of applause for an older man who asks, can't the Turks just fly over our region rather than open a land route through northern Iraq? This week, one member of Iraq's governing council went to Cairo to seek support from the Arab League to reject Turkish troops in Iraq. Samir Sumaidi, another member of the American-appointed Iraqi governing council, says there are ongoing negotiations with American authorities in Baghdad.
There will be, as there has been on the Turkish issue, instances where we see things differently.
Iraq's governing council is in a tight spot. They don't have the power to challenge an American decision, but they are keenly aware of Iraqi opinion. A new opinion poll shows 85% of Iraqis are against the Turkish troop deployment. Iraqis remember their history, the 400-year rule of the Turkish Ottoman Empire that controlled what is now modern Iraq. The American-led coalition now rules the country, so Samir Sumaidi says there will have to be an accommodation.
The important point is that we're listening to each other and we are examining all the options available together. And I'm sure after this process is complete, we will come out with something that is a compromise or agreeable to all parties or whatever.
Agreeable to the political parties, still a hard sell to the people of Iraq. Turkish political leaders say their troops will deploy in the Sunni Muslim heartland, where American troops have come under the fiercest, almost daily attacks. The Turks are also Sunnis. They would be the first Muslim troops to deploy as peacekeepers in the country. But the American-appointed mayor in the town of Fallujah won't be out there to greet them. He says the people of his town will see Turkish troops as a punishment. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.